Those 7 days have almost passed. There is little that needs to be said. So they will say all of it.
Oh no.
That is,
you
like,
hang up on?
You did it again!
Oh no.
Mike! This is becoming a thing with you.
Oh no.
WFOD begins now.
Call the Dub Pod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by the albino alligator, the king of pranks, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
And guys, making his triumphant return, fresh from his championship bid, Travis, in the city of Las Vegas. Drunkard STL is here, everyone.
My guys, how you doing?
Congratulations.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Drunk coming up after the break, we are going to be talking to Katie Darrell.
Yes.
She has a show on Access TV, and we're going to talk to her about it.
Sweet.
Cuban on that one?
Yeah, he did. I think he's a minority owner now, Travis. He sold his shares. But she's friends with him, with Mark Cuban.
Hell yeah.
Maybe she can make us friends with Mark Cuban.
Just put out the introduction?
Yeah, man, I hope so.
That'd be nice.
I'd like to be friends with Mark Cuban.
It'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
We could pitch him some of our stuff, Travis, and he can buy it.
I just want seats at the game.
Need seats. I just give me some advice, man. I need to make some cash here. You know, I got a little money, not a lot, a little bit. Tell me how to turn it into a bunch.
Drunk, you had a couple of weeks off. I'm assuming that you have great tales.
I did not have a Johnny Depp experience, if that's what you're asking.
No fear and loathing?
No fear and loathing.
Oh, like he did a bunch of drugs in a convertible and saw bats?
Yeah, no dinosaurs, no melting faces.
Did you go through bat country?
None of that.
Travis, the other day...
But I did drive through the desert, so...
Did you ask your lady... Did you get in the bathtub and ask your lady to throw the radio in when White Rabbit hit its crescendo?
Travis, do you have trick-or-treaters? I had no trick-or-treaters. Not one.
Like, I have children, so I'm not home for trick-or-treaters.
You go out?
Yeah, we go and take the children for the trick-or-treating, and they stuff a sack full of candy, and then we come home.
So does Mrs. Travis stay at the house, or...?
Nobody stays. The dogs stay.
Oh. Drunk. Okay. Tell us your tales. Tell us your tales from your journey.
As far as the pool goes, got down there...
At your hotel room.
Yeah,
well, no, billiards! We're talking billiards, Travis. I forgot.
Yeah, we're talking eight ball pool. So we had the first match of the weekend, and I won my game, but my comrades lost that game.
Oh.
And then so we didn't have to shoot again until 8 p.m. the next night, where I won my game again, but we failed to win that match too. So we were 0-2, and we were out the rest of the time. But, you know,
So what you're saying is you did all the heavy lifting and none of your compatriots pulled their weight.
So we had 9 matches all together. I won 2. My buddy that's the same rank as me won 1. And one of our higher rank players won 1 game.
Is he a sergeant? A sergeant. What's his technical rank?
Oh, yeah, lieutenant?
Me and him are a 3, and the other guy that won was a 5.
Well, what but belt
all,
is
all
that?
Our other 5s and our 7 lost. So
is a 7 the best?
They're no longer your friends, our, then, right?
No, of course they're my friends. We gained good experience down in Las Vegas, and when
what
we go
the
next
top
time,
purse on this thing? Like, what if everybody pulled their weight and the 5s and 7s didn't take a shit? What kind of money could you bring it in?
So even though we lost both games, our team still won $400.
But?
So I believe that if your team finished first, it was a $50,000 prize.
So they're no longer your friends and you're going to be looking for substitutes on your pool team, right?
No, absolutely not.
Shannon actually has a good question in the chat. I know, shocker. She said, is Drunk good at pool because he has the proper breath control?
I do practice my breathing while I am at the table, yes.
Is that like being a sniper? Like you have to like exhale when you shoot?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you do?
Yep.
So you'd be like...
Take a couple deep breaths in and then... Make sure to shoot on an exhale. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So I shouldn't just be talking shit while I'm shooting pool? Is that why I'm so bad?
No, I mean, that strategy can work. Another strategy is, you know, buy your opponent a bunch of shots before you play. That's also a pretty good strategy, too.
I usually get myself in trouble doing that, right? Like, I'm going to get my opponent all fucked up, but I'm going to do shot for shot with him. And then I'm like, what were we doing?
So, yeah, I was only a slave to the tournament for about 3 days. And then after that, we just had a grand old time in the city of sin. So,
they making you wear masks over there in Las Vegas?
They do, yes.
Did you see any shows?
I participated in a tournament, a poker tournament, and I finished 10th of 57.
It's pretty good.
Unfortunately, they only paid the top 7, so I missed out on the money a little bit there. Did I tell you guys my...
You called Sunset Thomas, and...
No. Did okay. I tell you guys my Keno story before I left?
I have not heard a Keno story from Drunk.
Nope.
So, this happened about a good 2-3 weeks ago. It was on a pool night, and, I had already shot, so me and my lady are starting to get after it a little bit. And she decides she wants to play some Keno. You know, fair enough. We're going to be at the bar for a little bit. Might as well indulge in some Keno while we're there. So this drunk bitch tries to make a smiley face with her numbers and fails. But she's like, fuck it. Turns in the ticket. She's $20 short. I gave her $20. La-di-da-di-da-di. Fucking end of the night comes. We turn in the ticket. And she won $1,300.
What?
With her smiley face?
With her fake smiley face, because it wasn't a real smiley face. So the next day comes around. She goes, you can't get the bar will only pay out $600. Anything over that, you got to go to the lottery office. So luckily, the lottery office is pretty close to the house. So she goes to the lottery office the next day, gets her $1,300 with whatever Missouri tax is taken out, and proceeds to give me $20.
Oh, you got $20.
Here's your $20 back. Thank you.
That's the way to do it, though, man. That's equals. That's a quality in between the sexes.
There you go, Travis.
So, la-di-da-di-da-di.
Hey, you gave me $20. Here it is.
We're down in Vegas, and I'm out of the tournament at this point. So we decide we're going to have a nice dinner. We're going to go to Gordon Ramsay Steak at the Paris Casino.
Hey. Let me guess. She made you pay.
So our reservations are at 6:15. Or I'm sorry, 6:30. Like good people, we got there at 6:15. That we're, you know, we're on time for our reservation. We get in line. Yeah, we'll be 15 minutes, daddy. So she goes and sits at a machine, pulls it 3 times, and wins $400. Didn't even max bet, by the way, which don't get me started on people that don't max bet at a slot machine.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
You get to play longer.
No! You can't win if you don't max bet.
You can't win the progressive if you don't max bet. Anyway, so she wins $400. So I'm like, yeah, woo, go in, have a nice dinner. Guess who's paying for the dinner? Not the person who just won the 430-something fucking bucks.
The check comes and she slides it to you?
Basically, yeah.
If you're already losing, you might as well just keep losing.
I see how this night's going to go.
So let me ask you two questions there, buddy.
Luckily, just to finish off that story, yep. I was there with two of my other pool buddies, and we get done, those two head to the restroom, and then my lady goes outside to smoke, and I sit at one of the machines. And I was max betting, and I won $450 waiting for them. So my patience came back around.
Did you ask her for the half of what you paid for dinner after you won?
I did not, no.
Let me ask you two questions. I'm going to ask you two questions. All in all, between the two of you, did you come out ahead, break even, or lose a little?
I would say lost just a hair ski.
So...
Now that's including gas, hotel stays, everything.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's just do gambling.
Gambling only up.
Now, personally, just you, Mr. Drunkard STL, gambling, were you up?
Up.
Broke even or down?
Up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, if you include gas, hotels, food, everything... I would say that trip cost me about $100.
Hey, that's not bad. I think the one and only time that we went out to Vegas, I think I was down about $2,000. That's why every month, month until the Hard Rock said we're going to demolish it, the Hard Rock would send me free room vouchers and meal tickets and gambling tickets because I was down so much. They were like, yeah, we need this fucking dipshit to come back.
It would have been completely up except the second to last night I gave about $800 to the Wheel of Fortune at South Point Casino.
Did you hit any of the classic strip club? I know you were with your lady, but did you venture out to any of the strip clubs?
No. No, but we need to go together.
I've only been with my lady too, and I wanted to just check them out because there's something about, you know, because I've been in plenty of strip clubs and it's been quite a few years since I've been in one actually, but there's something about the allure of being in a strip club in Las Vegas that is just like, it's the story rather than the naked ladies, right? So I feel like I need to go out with some guys.
I've been to Vegas four times with my lady. Once we flew and we were with her parents. The other three times we drove in. Now, all the three times we drove in, we passed Little Darlings. And I keep telling her, we're going to Little Darlings. Going to Little Darlings. Do you know what Little Darlings? You're looking at me all funny. Do you know what Little Darlings is?
Midgets?
No. So Little Darlings are strippers that age out at 20. They don't have any strippers older than 21.
So it's like a Hustler Barely Legal.
Right. It's 18, 19, and 20-year-old strippers.
Wow. I don't think I could do that now that I'm 40, Travis.
Well, you're not 40, right? You're 39.
I need to go find me some 40-year-old strippers. To be like, hey.
Nobody wants 40-year-old strippers, really.
Be like, hey, you know, I just need somebody who life has knocked them down a few pegs, right?
Yeah. Well, you can find 22-year-old strippers like that.
Dancing to like some Soundgarden.
Soundgarden? You can't find a strip club that plays no Soundgarden.
Dancing to those Korean guys, the BTS. No.
Oh, K-pop.
Go up there.
It's gotta be like, hey, Marilyn Manson.
With your C-section scars and dance to Hunger Strike.
Crazy Town, Butterfly. That's what we need to see here.
Travis, did you see... The guy who bought the Andy Warhol drawing.
Well, there was
Did he turn it into a lottery, right?
He bought a $20,000 Andy Warhol drawing. And by the way, the drawing's ugly. It's not
shit. It's
It's a dumb little doodle.
Sketchbook.
Right.
He basically like Xeroxed it, right?
Well, he got like a robot arm to completely replicate the strokes identically.
Right.
Made 999 copies.
And then slid the other one in with the rest of them.
And aged the paper. And then, yeah, slid the real one in there. Sold the 1,000 copies for $250 a piece.
So what's the profit on that?
250 like, times 1,000. So is it 250,000?
Yeah. And he paid 20.
And he paid 20,000. So yeah, it's
pretty good.
It's a good. This is a description, Travis. I wrote it down. Possibly real copy of Fairies by Andy Warhol is a series of 1,000 identical artworks. They are all definitely by Mischief, and also all possibly by Andy Warhol. Any record of which piece within the set is the original has been destroyed.
Oh, no way. So the person who ends up with the actual Warhol doesn't even know.
Right.
No.
They got it for $250 and they don't even know. Isn't that amazing?
This is a thing that I see on eBay a lot where, like, you know, it's almost like a raffle. It's like, hey, I'm going to send you a comic book. But one of the comic books is going to be the first appearance of the Incredible Hulk, or the first appearance of Wolverine in Hulk 181, which is, you know, thousands of dollar book. And I'm charging $500 a pop for 200 copies or something. So you're going to get a book, but is it going to be worth the $100 that you spent? But you'll know that you actually got the thing you're right. supposed to get once it arrives.
So what they're selling, Travis, that these is mystery and hope.
You got comic books?
Oh, yeah.
You know the only comic book I ever got?
What?
That 3 series of the Brett Hull comic books they sold at McDonald's.
Oh, I got those.
I thought 100% you were going to say Super Pro, the football superhero comic book.
No, Brett Hull, he had comic books at McDonald's, Travis. He got them with a Happy Meal, and I think he went to the future and played hockey in the future.
Yeah, and that's the only reason my parents would let me get a Happy Meal.
And all the hockey players, they had like a cyborg eyes and stuff.
Any other time of year, like when it's just regular toys, no Happy Meal.
Brett Hull still fucked him up, though.
Yeah.
With his old-ass skates. I think they got him out of the Hall of Fame. Like, hey, we got your
why not?
Old past skates, Brett Hull. You go out there and play with the cyborgs.
And he's torched them.
Fucking torched
them. I mean, was that before or after Space Jam? Because holy shit.
It's probably before.
Oh, it got to be way before.
I would think.
We were young men.
Space Jam totally stole the prop, the plot from the McDonald's comic book.
In baseball in 96, 97, that comic book had to be 92,
93. We're going to make a movie, but it's not going to be Brett Hull. It's going to be Michael Jordan. But it's not going to be cyborgs. It's going to be space aliens. And also on his team, the Looney Tunes.
So, Travis, you buy one of these $250 maybe Andy Warhols. You think in like 10 years, one of those 1,000 is worth something?
No, he printed 1,000 of them.
But 1,000 isn't that many.
Somebody is going to be able to authenticate this thing. The shitty thing that this dude did, which he shouldn't have done, is he should have included the certificate of authenticity or some kind of marker that says, you won the fucking Andy Warhol. Good for you. Because now all these other dipshits think maybe this is an Andy Warhol. Now they're going to have to spend a bunch of money to try to authenticate this thing.
That's so you're saying there. All 1,000 of them are going to get it and then immediately pay somebody to try to figure out if it's the real one?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You paid $250. Wouldn't you want to know if you paid $250 for a $20,000 item?
But if you don't know, then you have it. Right? Isn't that how it works? If you don't know, then you have it.
Every time you walk by this thing, when you're going to brush your teeth at night, because I assume you're hanging it in the hallway on the way to the bathroom. So every time you go past this thing on the way to brush your teeth with your Colgate, you're going to be like,
you saying you're hanging it up in your bathroom, Travis? You hang it right above the shitter?
On the way to the bathroom.
Oh.
Mike's hanging it up above his bed so he can watch him fuck.
Like on the ceiling?
Yeah.
I could look up at him and be like, I spent $250 for that. I'm a fucking baller. I'm a fucking G.
Yeah.
I thought you had a mirror above your bed.
No.
That's like his headboard.
I have that popcorn ceiling, Travis. A popcorn. You know,
you can still hang a mirror up there. See what kind of business you're getting up to.
What do you think, Drunky? If you don't know, then you have it, right?
If you don't know, now you know.
It's better than any lottery, really. I mean, as far as odds go.
Until some shithead actually authenticates it.
I mean, I wouldn't buy it, but for me, ignorance is bliss.
Hey, I was one of those guys. I authenticated it. I have it. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm just going to go with, I know I'm not that lucky.
I wonder if he has to somehow prove he actually put the real one in there. Because otherwise, is it some kind of fraud? Or I guess with that description, maybe he gets out of it.
What platform did he use to sell this?
I don't know. Or is it probably one of those stupid ass thing the kids are using now? One of those.
He probably did it on Instagram, which is like no protection. He's like, hey, just a bunch of you dumb fucks that follow me want to take Andy Warhol,
Venmo me or something.
Do whatever Cash App.
Yeah, probably something silly like that.
Yeah, he's not upset TikTok about a Cash bucks. App, huh?
Yeah, TikTok bucks.
You don't have Venmo? You don't have?
I don't fuck with
PayPal.
That. Yeah, well, I have PayPal.
It's the same thing.
That's
ain't
old
it?
People's cash transfer money thing. That's what we use.
Guys, we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk to Katie Darrell. She has a program on the Access TV network. She's had a whole bunch of programs on the Access TV network.
But what is this program specifically, Mike?
They like her over there. They keep signing her up to do more stuff. But she's doing the Top 10 Revealed is the name of the show. It's actually starting season 4, and they do top 10 lists like the top 10 songs about fucking.
Sweet.
And like the top 10 songs about wolfmen, which is
only songs.
This is Werewolves of London, right? That's the only. Is that the only one? Is there another
Wolfman
song?
Remind me to ask her what the appeal is for top 10 lists.
Like why?
People love them.
Why is 10 the number?
People can't get enough.
I clicked on something today that said I was thinking about Jason Goes to Hell, and it was like the top 10 things you didn't know about Jason Goes to Hell: The Final Friday, and I was like, fuck yeah!
Did they have to really stretch it?
No, it was pretty good, actually.
See, well, I think it's an American thing because Americans love ranking shit.
We love to rank.
And so there's nothing better than a good top 10.
Well, I like ranking stuff too. The only thing, if I could get into college football, if somebody could explain the ranking system to me one time.
Alabama's number one.
Guys,
Ohio State's in there, but they're not very good.
We'll be back.
Are you on the list?
Your favorite music countdown show, The Top 10 Revealed, is back with all new episodes.
I mean, come on, that's psycho.
And the lists are great, like murder songs.
This is a frightening song.
Time songs.
Is that just a desperate person in a crowded place without a watch?
Sexy saxophone songs.
Saxophone is the guy at the party that's like, let's jump in the pool.
90s breakup tunes and more.
The Top 10 Revealed is all new Sundays beginning October 31st on Access TV.
I wipe as best I can, but there's always more.
Beep.
I put my vest on, yeah. Like a wagwan man trying to make it to the top. I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy.
WFOD!
At Dunkin' locations nationwide, you may have noticed we've added the words "for humans" to our menu boards. While you may think that's self-explanatory, we just figured, due to recent events, better safe than sorry. And while our large pumpkin spice lattes may hit the spot for your morning commute, if you happen to be ordering for a horse, he or she may want more. Or maybe don't give them coffee at all, because our products are intended for humans. Humans that run on Dunkin'.
Live.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules, our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
What? 30 minutes?
This app, it's fake, obviously.
My girlfriend said the same thing. It knew. That app said she was gonna die.
Oh my God.
Who's there?
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Let me see that. Let me see your phone.
Okay.
Dear, you downloaded the Little Nero's Pizza app.
Travis, the secret is out. Once again,
WFOD.
Welcome back. Our guest tonight is a television host and producer of the Access TV program, starting its fourth season, The Top 10 Revealed. All new episodes are airing every Sunday evening at 8, 7 Central through mid-February. Guys, Katie Darrell is on the program. Katie.
I am. I'm here.
Katie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, God, I'm so great, Katie. Travis was complaining about top 10 lists. Travis, what were you saying about top 10 lists? Let's get right into it.
I was not complaining about top 10 lists. I said
it's a time-honored tradition. We put make a list of 10 things.
Watch your face hole. Just watch it. You better watch it.
What is it with our fascination with lists to rank things and put them in, especially a top 10? What do you feel like that is for us as a human race?
Oh, I mean people are obsessed with listicles. I learned that word too. I never even knew they were called listicles, you guys. Like that's really lame. I have to say right there, I don't like the word listicle.
And Katie, the ones that I don't like came out and started doing that is the ones you have to click a whole bunch. Like you have to click for every one of them. Just give me a list of 10.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you have to see, like, dental implant ads and stuff in between. Yeah, no. So, luckily, with Access TV's The Top 10 Revealed, it's not a clickbait show because it's actually just a TV show, right? So, you're just watching it. But, yeah, I don't like a bait and switch. I don't like weird ads popping up and everything. So, I stick to the television for my list instead of the internet.
So, Katie, you're telling me that between numbers, you don't stop and say, check out this website for great deals on reverse mortgages.
You barf. No, never. No.
You get a lot of those reverse mortgage ads there, Travis.
You certainly do. I'm 41 years old, and for some reason, everybody wants to sell me a reverse mortgage. I don't understand it.
No, these lists are great, though. It's so funny because, you know, I think one of the things you're saying, like, why do people, are they drawn to these lists and whatnot? I think because everyone's a know-it-all, and they want to look at the list and be like, nah, you got it wrong, or what about this, or what about that? And that's what happens with the top 10 revealed, even, is after the show, I'll get emails from people either being like, oh, that was a great episode, or more often than not, you got it wrong. You forgot my favorite song that I wrote living in my mom's basement.
Katie, like, I'll tell you.
That song doesn't count.
The episode of the top 10 revealed that I watched, I got mad at number 10 and yelled at my television. it was the top 10 songs about sex, Travis. And number 10 was Cherry Pie. That song's not even about sex, Travis. It's about a delicious dessert.
Was number 1 D'Angelo Brown Sugar? Because it should have been.
See, we're already arguing, Travis. It's an engagement.
Exactly. You have all this different anger, and people all put it towards me. And what's great is the anger actually can't come towards me because I didn't create. I come up with the topic for the list, but the rankings, it's all done by viewer voting. So I get to kind of be like, hey, man, it's your own fault. You should have voted, dude. Told you so.
Katie, would you say that the anger fuels you and makes you stronger?
Yes, I am powered by anger. Exactly. That and rocket fuel.
So is the anger more the order or the snubs?
Because like, it happens every like Halloween season where, there's certain horror franchises that everybody feels the need to rank. Every spooky season, and people are always yelling at other people like, you put this too high. It's like, this is my specific ranking. How can you tell me my opinion of what I like is wrong?
you're dumb. You're just dumb. You don't even know it. That's your problem. I do like debating things. What's actually fun about the show, here's what's funny. So not only do I produce and host it, right? So I'm watching all the episodes like from soup to nuts, like 10 times over. But sometimes Access TV will even do like a marathon where they'll play like, 12 episodes in a row. And I'll find myself at home on my free time watching because, we're about 80 episodes in. So I've already forgotten what happened like on episode 7. And it's like a whole new list to me. I'm like, ooh, I do wonder what sexy song is up next.
Is that because it's like, it's not syndicated, but it is. It does run randomly. Do you find that your social media notifications pop off at random times when you're least expecting it? You see all of a sudden.
Oh yeah.
I'm on TV right now.
Like exactly, 5 years ago.
Exactly. They're watching a binge marathon or something, and I'm just like, I don't know why this guy is like yelling at me about Christmas songs right now. What's his problem? And I'll be like, oh, they had a marathon this weekend. Should have known.
Katie, I don't know if this is an insult. I apologize if it is in advance. But
I kind of hope it is now. It better be.
Anytime you preface your questions with, I don't know if this is an insult, you probably shouldn't ask it.
Yeah. No offense.
No.
But.
Travis, I like the Access TV, the Ahmet Zappa show. I like that show. That show's great. And Katie's show is great. And I think that the reason that I like it is because you can just kind of like put it on and zonk out to it.
Oh my gosh. No, this is not. I love you. I love you. Because listen, I say that all the time. And our PR gal was like, I don't think you should say that in radio interviews, but I do. I tell people it's a great show to tune out to.
Yes,
it is. You can put it on and it goes by really fast and you can hold your device and you can be scrolling and doing things. And you're listening to great music in the background and funny commentary. And if, hey, you don't like song number 8, don't worry. In 90 seconds, we're moving on to song number 7, and you might like that one. So but equally, you can tune in and totally geek out to the show. But it's not like, missing an episode of, like, Succession or something, for God's sake. Like,
right.
It's okay to be on your phone. I'm not offended.
Like we've been rewatching The Sopranos and you got to pay attention to that because we've been watching them and Tony Soprano was talking about, oh, hey, my girlfriend. We're like, who's Tony dating at this point?
One of my favorite go-tos, Mike, lately has been the Pluto Bar Rescue channel, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because if I don't want to watch something, but I want something on the television, and I've seen every Bar Rescue episode probably 15 times by now, but I can turn on John Taffer, get that, that kind of familiar outline of a television program, enjoy it when I'm looking at it, and enjoying it while I'm listening to it, and also scrolling Twitter.
Well, did you see
I do it with the Golden Girls.
that Judge Judy is on IMDb TV now because CBS has 15 seasons of it, and nobody gives a shit if it's new or not. They're just like, okay, it's the time that Judge Judy's on. We have all the reruns. We'll just air those. And so,
yeah, I want this lady to then talk some smack. I maybe want to see someone like complain about a neighbor's dog, but I also need to research a recipe for chicken piccata right now.
Right. Just about to make dinner. And I don't, it's nice to hear Judge Judy say, go ahead and shit in a jar, but don't try to tell me it's lemonade.
Yes.
Did she say that, Travis? That's
quote.
Longer.
I assume she said that.
To say that. Katie, I saw that you have sexy songs coming up, songs about with saxophones in them. Pretty jazzed
okay,
about that. Okay,
I love this episode so hard. It's amazing. All right, so you people used to make fun of the saxophone, right? But now people kind of, it's trendy and it's back.
No, it's back, big time.
Hip to like that vintage stuff. And so there's so many great saxophone songs out there. And I learned that they're not all called saxophone solos. Because obviously a solo, much like a guitar solo, is like when you like go, you know, off the handles, right? But if it's just a saxophone, it's written into this song, it's a saxophone line. So some of these songs have saxophone lines and some have saxophone solos, which now I know the difference of. But I mean, these are great songs. I mean, obviously like Careless Whisper, maybe a little.
Has to be number one, right? That has to be.
No. I still believe from Lost Boys is the number one saxophone song.
Oh, now you're speaking my language. So speaking of Lost Boys, here's a funny one. You can check out, you can always talk to me on my socials, right? At Katie Darrell on all of them. I have to admit, I respond to Twitter really fast and Instagram. Facebook, I don't read as many of the personal DMs because sometimes they come from creeps. One night, I was probably a couple of bottles deep, and I started reading the personal messages on my Facebook, and some lady's like, you should have my husband on your show. He's a great expert. And I'm like, oh, yeah, who's your husband? She's like, the sexy saxophone man from Lost Boys. And
holy
I like
shit.
About spilled a glass of Pinot on my lap. And I was like, hold up, you know sexy saxophone man? She's like, I'm married to him. We got to chatting. She gave me his personal email, and he came into the studio this season, and he is on the saxophone episode, you guys.
Oh. Oh,
and I
got to
tell you, he lubed himself up before sitting in the chair, and he's wearing the chains and like the leather and everything, and he is so amazing.
I love that so very much.
Katie, that was 40 years ago. He can't still be a sexy saxophone man, can he?
Dude, hey, Mike. Dude is still jacked.
No way.
Like his
dude is jacked. Yeah. And, you know, hashtag me too. He has a name. It's Timmy. We should probably use it.
I think he'd probably be okay with you calling him sexy saxophone man. I mean, like,
I think you
get
too.
Jacked like that and you maintain it and you learn how to play the saxophone good. Sexy saxophone man is as good a name as any.
I mean, if people still called me sexy saxophone man 40 or 30, even 20, fuck, 10 years later, I'd feel really good about that. Now,
well, they call
now
you
nobody calls
but...
me anything.
So, Katie, you can spoil it. Careless Whisper is number one, right? I mean, it's got to be.
Careless Whisper is number two. I'm going to tell you right now. It's number two. And so now your head is spinning because, like, first off, that angers you, and it angers me. So I blame the voters. But I got to tell you, I'm not disappointed at what comes in at number one. When you hear number one, you're going to be like, ah, yeah. And the story, and, like, when you hear it, you're like, it's all sax, man. It's all sax.
Well, that's the thing, Mike. If I ask you right now, name your top 10 favorite saxophone songs, you couldn't do it. You think about Careless Whisper, and that's about as far as it goes.
Okay, my list is kind of lame, Travis. Mr. Saxo Beat by the Stan Gal.
It's all Huey Lewis in the News. It's all
right. It's just, and it's not even with the news. It's just Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Careless Whisper. Shit! Baker Street.
There's Baker Street, yeah. How about Duran Duran has Rio?
Oh, I love
Some
Rio.
Good Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd has a lot of saxophones, so you got to start thinking about Pink Floyd songs.
Everything by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones,
Roxette,
right?
Does Roxette have horns? Roxette doesn't have horns, do they? She's got them. I'm trying to think of Roxette. Do they have horns? They feel like... I've always felt a like a like there's kindred spirits between Roxette and Duran Duran.
Caribbean Queen. I'm cheating and looking at the chat.
Real Big Fish has a saxophonist.
Ooh, what about Bob Seger? Turn the Page.
Do, 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 on the road again.
Yeah, that's good.
That's me doing a saxophone with my mouth, by the way.
Accent James and just singing hands. Who's your daddy? Yes, I.
Cherry Pop and Daddies. Zoot Suit Riot.
No, but I think we're talking saxy, though, Travis. Not just like it has a saxophone.
You don't feel like the Cherry Pop and Daddies are saxy?
No. You can't get down to the Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Travis, you can't.
Ooh, what about Foreigner? Foreigner went through a phase where they had some saxophone stuff going on. And you guys, you're missing it. I feel like I'm just going to first off say shame on you, but no one has even mentioned Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Come on.
He's not
that
sexy,
though. That is sax all day.
That's sexy.
I don't care for the Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I feel like, you guys, that's it. When the episode airs, first off, we're all talking about the top 10 revealed on Access TV on Sundays at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, hosted by Katie Darrell, who's really fantastic. And you're speaking with her right now. Come on, guys.
Regardless of
points,
the list itself. Katie Darrell is but a gem.
I think we're really selling the appeal of this
need
show,
to come
though.
Come back and talk like Katie. The morning after the saxophone episode, and we really have to break it down.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, we'll call
I'm
you
into
up.
Breaking down saxophone episodes.
Hey, Katie, how many of these do you crank out in a day? Do you do like 3 or 4 in a day?
Oh, God. So you want to talk production, eh?
I'm just curious.
Mike is a real production slut. Like, he needs to know what's going on with these television programs behind the scenes.
You would love kind of like the one where it's like the Unwrapped, where you see like the candy factories. You want to see like behind the making of a TV show. And
you
just like
know how the
dum-dums
get in the wrappers after the sticks get shoved
well,
in.
Well, Travis.
I have no idea.
The way that it works, she doesn't like make a new one every week and then go home and wait 6 days and come back and do it again. She does a whole bunch of them in a day. They're probably already done.
Yeah, we do them in bulk.
Wheel of Fortune.
So what we do is like we have the 15 episodes, for instance, this season. It was 15 episodes. And obviously we have the voting and the ranking and all that done in advance. And then we go into the production studio, and that's when we have all the guests come in because we have different guests commenting on the list. So you'll have like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, Carney Wilson from Wilson Phillips, Lita Ford, Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses. And so you have these different people being like, oh, yeah, I agree. Careless Whisper is the best. And, you know, so you have this, you know, funny commentary and all that sort of insight, if you will. And so we do all that on what I call Hell Week, where we go in for 5 days and we do 5 interviews a day. Each one is an hour and 15 minutes back to back. So it's like all day talking to human beings about Careless Whisper or all the lists. If you think about it, we have 15 lists and there's 10 songs on each list. So that's 150 songs that we're talking to about in a week with 30 different humans. It's just like the grid that I have at my house looks like makes like that beautiful mind grid from the movie look like nothing. You're like, yeah, I could be a serial killer.
So you're like, okay, Careless Whisper, go. It's like, yeah, I love that song.
Truly,
all right, next song.
Truly. It's like all these moving pieces of being like, yeah, like, does Dee Snider want to talk about saxophone or should I put him on like the murder song list? Like top 10 murder songs was last week. So clearly I put him on murder songs and I did not put him on saxophone.
Katie, are you familiar with Dee Snider's role in the television program Holliston as Lance Rocket?
What? I'm not.
Oh, I urge you to seek that out. It's
okay.
Dee Snider's music obviously is very good. It's like it's classic music, but his role as Lance Rocket in Holliston, a half-hour sitcom, is just wonderful.
You're gonna give me shit for bringing up how many she makes in a day, and you're gonna bring up Lance Rocket?
Yeah, of course I am. Dee Snider plays a dude called Lance Rocket who manages like a local cable channel television, like commercial network. Of course, I'm going to bring that up. Anytime anybody brings Dee Snider up, I'm going to talk about that.
Guys, the top 10 revealed.
Dee Snider all day. I love that dude.
It's on Access TV at 8, 7 Central on Sundays.
Just go ahead and hit the record button right now. Record series.
You will not
Boom.
Be disappointed.
Oh, a DVR it.
Yeah, DVR, yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you do just like the new episodes, though, because...
DVR.
Drunk, I don't have DVR.
No, you don't want to just do new. You want to do all. You need to go back and catch up with the last old seasons, man. There's good stuff in there. There's lots of good stuff. Although, I have to say, you don't need to wait around and do that. You can just download the Access TV app, and you have access to the old episodes. Boom, so you can always just do that as well.
Oh, baby, I like that.
You can fold your laundry all day and just watch...
Yeah, that's right. You drunk get a big basket of laundry. You just plop down and you say, hey, Katie, let's share some lists.
Yeah.
And you'll know the difference between like the early seasons versus the current season is in the early seasons, they had me, I wore slutty tight dresses. And then in the later seasons, we went to rock and roll jeans and leather and stilettos. So you'll kind of see the transition as well.
Yeah, and then
was that a producer
spray tanned
request,
versus
Katie?
Jeans. there's, believe me, people, there was a list, and we counted down 10 things that we need to change. No. It's just a way to switch things up.
Next
know?
Year, it'll be sweatpants and hoodies. So, yeah, sweet.
As producer on the show, Katie Darrell has some notes, and one of the notes is that she doesn't dress so slutty. Maybe she just puts on a pair of jeans.
Maybe. No. Wrong. Well, that's what the note says, so we're going to have to do it.
Well, at least it's Access TV and not the retired Spike TV, because they would have said, not a chance. The slutty is what sells.
Don't you miss the good old days?
Oh, yes, we do.
What was that, 2017? It's like 3 years ago.
Good old days. Oh, man. Dude, wrap dum-dums in paper. Lollipop.
Katie, I guess, other than sending people to Access TV, I'll send them to, at Katie Darrell on just about everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hit me up on Twitter. I can give you lots of good information there about the show. But yeah, my Instagram, my Facebook. And I have to admit, I don't link all the accounts. So what's great is like they're all different. You know how some people have them all linked, and it's like when they post on Facebook, it goes to everything and it's all like the same stuff. Mine's different everywhere. Ooh.
How do you decide which day is Twitter day and which day is Instagram day? You just
And go ahead and DM Katie, because she said she doesn't like it because there's a bunch of creepers, but at the same time, if she has a couple of cocktails, she might respond to you.
Well, Travis, right now is the best time to do it, because she got that gold nugget with Sexy Sax Man, and so now she's going to be checking them. You know, she's going to be looking for gold.
I know.
There.
That's the thing. Oh, no, I'm going to get catfished.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Don't mess.
Right now is the time to catfish Katie, guys.
Pretend that you're married to Oompa Loompa number 3 in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and say you could get on that
I
show.
I didn't reply so hard on that. I'd be like, wait, tell me more.
8/7 Central on Sundays, the top 10 revealed with Katie Darrell. Katie, we appreciate you hanging out with us. It was fun. We should do it when season 5 debuts.
We'll do it. It'll be awesome. We'll laugh about it for weeks.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it. Be safe, all right?
Thanks, Katie.
Travis!
What a trooper.
What a trooper.
She's a ball of energy, huh?
Yeah. Good times. Yeah,
love it.
No. Good. And the show is fun. You can just zonk right out to it, Travis. You just sit there. You're like, okay, this is on. And you hear some tunes in the background. It's like the I Love the 80s thing when, like, you know, the people are talking about shit.
Right.
Oh, all the comedians that eventually blew up, like, way later.
Right.
You're like, holy shit, they did I Love the 80s?
Right. Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So, Tim Allen is the toy. And this movie, it's based on the astronaut that the toy is based off of.
Okay.
Do you have what you would say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Nope. I tried real hard.
In the chat, Travis, they want to know what the number one sexy song is. But I mean, like, you know, she's throwing out the teaser.
She gave you number two. That which
yeah.
Pretty good.
Tune in to the television program.
That's what we do.
She just
here.
Said
we're selling a goddamn product. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. Access TV app on your Roku, Chromecast, or Amazon Fire.
I mean, if she just gives away number one, why the fuck would anybody want to watch it? I mean, she's only wearing jeans now, Travis.
These people are new.
Do you have a pick of the week there, buddy?
I do.
Yeah? Let's hear it.
Pick of the week, guys, is... No, I don't have one. Oh, no. The new War on Drugs album is really good. You like that War on Drugs?
I don't know what that means.
It's a band. It's called the War on Drugs. They're good.
I was going to say, I was hoping you had a pick of the week because I feel like that would have been 2 weeks in a row for you without one.
No, I have a pick of the week every week. Some of them are half-assed, Travis, but I always have one. The new War on Drugs album is good.
All right, Travis, what 15-year-old thing you got for us today?
Travis, I'll tell you what, I watched that Halloween Kills, and it was very gory. And the ending...
so violent.
The ending was silly. I didn't like the ending.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
It's because you love that character. And it was like, oh, shit, why'd they do that? I was...
No, it seemed rushed and dumb.
Well, it was tacked on.
Yeah, it was tacked on.
It was tacked on. I will 100% agree with you, but I do like that better than if they would have ended with just, you know, the police are here, everything's good, everything's fine, we're all good, it's all taken care of. I do like that they did put something on the end of that movie.
I'm sorry.
And that gives you something to look forward to because they announced pretty much right after the first one, the 2018 version came out, that there was two more. So
two more?
Halloween Ends is the third one in David Gordon Green's trilogy, which is supposed to follow the very original Halloween.
No, Ends is the last one, right?
Yeah, it's the last one.
You That's said two
it's
more.
Trilogy right. That follows
okay.
The very first one.
Okay. Sure, they had a lot of other stuff, but I mean,
so violent.
We got next week.
So violent. That's the only thing I came out of that movie being like, holy shit.
I mean,
it's
guys,
so violent.
I could go for another hour easy.
How many knives can you shove in a dude's back when he's already it's obviously too many knives. Dead?
Too I mean, it's 2021, so boobies, no boobies.
No. My pick of the week this week is Succession Season 3. Just watched Episode 3 tonight. It is fire. If you haven't watched Succession yet, you should watch Succession.
Oh, you know what? I have something. Sorry, buddy.
No, go ahead.
Big Mouth comes out this month.
Season 5,
I believe. Yes, Season 5 of Big Mouth. Comes out this month on Netflix, so check that out.
Very excited about that, and crossing my fingers for a new Evis for Family.
I like Big Mouth, but I don't ever watch TV.
That's because your wife doesn't let you.
Yeah, well, I mean, she does, but like I gotta watch.
Oh, she lets you watch TV, but she lets you watch the TV she wants to watch.
Yeah.
See, that's why me and my lady do separate bedrooms.
Yeah, man.
You like say, okay, I'm gonna go watch TV.
Yeah,
but
that's why I stay awake an hour to 2 hours later than everybody.
See,
in
that's
my
what
house,
she does like, to oh, me. I go to watch all this. I go to bed early, and then she watches stuff after I go to bed.
So therefore, you should have rain of before she goes to bed.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's absolutely down true, bad, bro.
You control the TV till you go to bed, and then she gets it after you go to bed.
Travis, there's a gal who made a product that you can dip your balls in to make your sperm.
I saw that on the list. I was like, what in the world?
To make it
a
gross.
Groundbreaking form of male contraception, which uses a kind of testicle bath to prevent pregnancy, has been unveiled in Germany.
So it's like a little. It looks like a beer koozie.
You know what? I think I have heard of this now.
And you dip your balls in it. And it makes your spermies die because they don't like the heat.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
The device uses ultrasound deep heat to cause sperm mobility in the testicles to be modified and temporarily cease.
I think you got to do this like every 3 months.
It says, nope. Yeah, it's like every 3 months. And then like your sperms just die. They're just like, I don't like all this heat. I'm going to die for a couple months. And this is the best clip, Travis. You like this one.
The hormone-free and reversible contraception, which involves putting the testicles inside an ultrasonic bath, must be used for the first time under doctor's supervision and takes 2 weeks to take effect.
So the first doctor has to watch me put my testicles in an ultrasonic bath?
Yeah. You have to come
what
in with you.
Hey, doc. This thing that this random internet person made.
I'm going to stick my nuts in here.
Says I got to put my balls in here.
Says you got to watch. Take a look? It says you got to watch, Travis.
You got to look. Hey, look at my balls.
Why does it take 2 weeks? Why does it take 2 weeks?
Are you cool? So is this cool? I did this?
Do you
okay, bye.
Do you give the doc a nice big smile while you're doing this? Just fucking teabagging this fucking... cup of water.
Two thumbs up.
Hey, you got a TV tray I can set this thing on.
Hey, is it cool if I use my HSA on this visit? Me dipping my balls in this. Is that cool?
We gotta wait for the water to heat up. Just give it a few minutes.
Is this considered a physical? I put my balls in this thing in front of you?
You put your balls in it, and that clip said, you put your balls in it, and it takes 2 weeks to take effect. Why? Like, what are the sperm doing for those 2 weeks? They're like, man, you remember that ultrasound shit? We're going to have to lay down soon. Like, what
do you
takes 2 weeks?
Hot? That was so hot, guys, right? Should we hibernate?
Is there some, like, hanging out in your penis? Do you have to... jack them out? Why does it take 2 weeks? That's the thing I don't understand. I can understand of it. I can understand putting your balls in a thing while the doctor watches. You can justify that, but why does it take 2 weeks? Explain that.
And that's the thing, is like, how much do you have to jerk off, or how little do you have to jerk off to get non-affected ones out or keep the affected ones in? Like, it, none of this makes any sense.
Yeah. It's weird.
At all.
Well, I know my boss just got snipped, and he said he's got it don't work for the next 20 pumps.
So, you gotta jack off 20 times?
Well, he said he was just gonna let it flow, and if he got another kid, he got another kid. But
20 pumps? Does that mean
no 20
a thrust?
No. 20 times.
Oh, 20 releases.
20 releases.
Hmm. Okay. So release 20 times, then you're safe.
Yep.
On 21.
So what about this balls thing? What's in the FAQ about the this balls thing?
It's like a beer koozie, Travis, and I guess it heats the water, and the water kind of
bubbles. Make it ultrasoundy too. Right?
Listen. I get all this. I get what they just said.
And you put
I'm
your
saying,
balls
what,
in it.
What does the FAQ say? Do you have to
see? What's the difference between this and just going in a normal ass hot tub?
You have to.
Can you just go in a normal ass hot tub? Does that? But then you got to wait 2 weeks.
I don't know. What's the science?
And then
behind
it's
it?
3 months.
Are they saying that you need to boil your sperm and then let it sit and then have sex, or how does this work?
Huh. I don't know. They were German.
Is only boiled sperm useless, so you have to boil your sperm and then have sex?
You boil the sperm.
I gotta go get dinner.
And then you wait 2 weeks.
Let's wrap this.
And then after 2 weeks, it's like rice, Travis. Like, you boil the rice.
And you gotta wait 20 minutes.
And you gotta wait a bit, right? For the rice to expand and the sperms to die.
I'll tell you what, regular rice is a bitch to cook. You better rinse that shit.
No, just use a rice cooker.
I don't know.
I'm Dale Bannon.
I started.
Dr. P.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Laura was talking about how she wants to put up the Christmas tree this week. I'll tell you what, Travis, if the Christmas tree goes up this weekend, we might just have to expedite.
Dude, first and foremost,
next week.
Way too early.
Look, once I'm in the spirit drunk, there's no putting it back in the box.
My winter God, break when might that get spirit's pulled out. Released.
Yeah, but you can't put up the Christmas decor until after Thanksgiving.
Drunk.
When that spirit's released.
I realize Kmart's got you fooled already.
Drunk. Look, I just do what I'm told. I'm telling you, once I get that...
Travis is like impressed. Like, oh, whoa!
That shit's up in the attic, drunk. Once I get that shit out of the attic, can't put it back. Winter break might just have to come out next week.
Once that shit's out of the attic, it's winter break.
You didn't know it's over.
Well.